to Dragon Talks. Today, we will be sharing with you some speeches about the environment.
Yay!
Our world. Do you believe that you're saving Mother Nature and that you do enough for our world? Well, you're wrong. I believe that our world is falling apart because of us. I believe that if we all team up together, we can stop nature from ending forever. Why should we all help save nature? Because we are nature. One of the things that's destroying nature is poaching. Poaching is when a hunter illegally kills an endangered species, like the African elephant, which there used to be 250,000 of, lowered down to 1,500 elephants because of hunters cutting down their horns. Ever heard of dodos? They went extinct close to the 1700s because of hunters killing them for their feathers. Poaching is also affecting us because the animals we poach help us in our day-to-day life. And by killing these animals, we will lose a lot of our resources. Our animals are also dying due to shelter. The lack of shelter is due to hunters destroying the animals' homes, and more importantly, the lack of trees. And my second reason, 10% of 20 animals live in trees. 22 out of 22 people that I asked said that trees are getting cut down more often. This is mainly because of companies cutting down trees to create paper. In fact, the note cards that are in my hand right now are made of paper. Our trees are also dying due to lack of seeds. Animals eat the roots of trees, which are filled with seeds, but animals poop them out, and dung beetles eat the animals' poop. Birds eat the dung beetles and spit out the seeds while flying through the air and drop them off at different locations. After the birds drop off the seeds, rain flows on the seeds, and in a few months, a tree is grown. But now these animals are becoming extinct and trees are not growing. I predict that in the next 20 years, if we don't stop cutting down trees, we might not have enough oxygen to live. My third reason is about our ocean. Our world's ocean is becoming dirty and is filled with oil leaks and trash. This is because of electric boats leaking and people throwing trash in the ocean. I bet you that the next time you visit the beach, there will be at least one plastic bag near the water. The next time you see that plastic bag, recycle it. I hope the next time you see an endangered animal that's stray, take it to the zoo. You might have just saved that animal's life. And the next time you see someone cutting down a tree, grow one in your backyard. You might have just increased our tree population. And the next time you see a piece of trash on the beach, recycle it. You might have just saved our ocean. And if we all contribute into saving our Earth, we might just save ourselves.
We have to take action on global warming and fast. Global warming happens when sea levels rise, which makes cities flood. Then the fish die. Global warming also kills animals from lack of food, which hurts the ecosystem. It also causes wildfires, which makes more warming and which makes more deaths. How did we cause this problem? Global warming happens when greenhouse gases such as CO2 or methane get released into the air. Then when the heat of the sun reaches the earth and bounces off its crust, the heat gets blocked in the atmosphere. Imagine you are in a hot shower. The room starts getting foggy. You turn off the tap, but the room just gets more foggy and more hot. Well, that's global warming, just not in your shower, in the world. Fix it if you can. When you go home, turn off the AC. It uses a lot of energy. Use as less electricity as possible. Even though it is electricity, it is made by burning fossil fuels, which obviously makes pollution. Use clean energy such as solar power, hydroelectricity, or wind power, because it is clean energy. You should also use reusable water bottles. Make the right choice. Be eco-friendly now.
Hi, my name is Nabiha, and I'm going to be talking about pollution. Hey, imagine this. In a beautiful sunny day, you see a horrible, horrible plastic invasion taking over the whole beach. We can stop that from happening. I want our beaches from today and forever to be clean and beautiful. Don't you want that? My first reason is, don't you want to save animals? If you're thinking no, I'm going to change that to a yes. Animals in the sea helps us with a lot of stuff, like sharks eat fish, fish eat small fish, that smaller fish eat very tiny species. The very tiny species eat coral. Animals need coral because it gives habitat to creatures. To my next examples, animals can be our life dreams. We could be marine biologists or vets for sea creatures. We should remember not to throw or dump trash into the sea, because the trash can get stuck in or on a sea creature and kill them. Most important, people are not aware of pollution killing beautiful sea creatures. You should be aware that more than 1 million sea creatures are dying because of pollution, or you may say plastic. We can stop that. Now, moving on. So you want to go to the beach, and you arrive to the beach and want to take pictures, but there's trash everywhere. You don't want to see that. My sister is 21 years old. Pictures, pics, especially for Instagram. My sister she needs good lighting and good view. She will take about 1 million pics and choose one for Instagram. But if there's trash, you can't do that. Another thing is you could get injured. If there's trash in the sea/shore, you could get injured, like sharp plastic pieces getting stuck, or you could get injured. You could get stitches. 18 people in my class got severely injured by plastic. Let me tell you something. When trash eat microplastic, we could eat the fish that has microplastic, and we could get harmed. Now, moving on to the next reason. Resources. So we waste our resources by cleaning other people's trash. We could be using all that time by going to the gym or walking your dog. Most important is your family, spending time with your family, etc., etc., etc. Or we could be using all that energy from picking up trash and be using that by walking your dog, playing with your parents, siblings, child. See, you could be using all that energy for many different things. I asked my fellow classmate, Georgia, how could you be using your energy in a different way? And she said, I'd be going to the trampoline with friends and going to the beach with friends and going rugby. I also asked Sydney, my friend, the same thing. And she said, I want to play soccer and I would go swimming. And I'd build a sandcastle too. My next example, we could be using all that money from picking up the trash and be using that for children's education. Children need their education. Moving on. In conclusion, pollution is bad. It makes global warming, and we want our beaches clean. We need to save the animals because they help us. We need resources. We waste our resources by pollution. You can stop that. You can stop that by not throwing trash in the sea or shore. And the government should be more strict about it. About pollution, like as Singapore did, they should add a fine for chewing bubble gum and throwing trash in the sea or ground. Thank you.
My opinion is that people should not use plastic water bottles, and we should all be living by using the 3 R's, recycle, reuse, and reduce. Imagine you ate a bag of chips and you throw it away. Do you know where it ends up? You probably don't. However, it could end up in the ocean and then pollute our waters. I found 3 ways it could end up in the ocean. First, the wind could blow it somewhere, and that somewhere could be in the ocean. Next, if you throw it in the garbage, it will end up in the dumpster and could accidentally be placed in the ocean. Some of the garbage that ends up in the trash bin is sent to the ocean, which makes the animals in the ocean die. You might be thinking why? Well, you're about to find out. There are several ways our trash can negatively impact animals in the ocean. The plastic that goes into the ocean could end up being consumed by fish or sea life, and they could get sick, which could lead to humans getting sick. Animals are dying from eating the plastic and getting tangled in the trash. This is another reason why we need to be more aware of where we put our garbage. We must wake up and face the reality. If we don't stop pollution now, then our Earth and future will be very unhealthy. If you throw plastic in the ocean or in the trash, then in the end, all of it kills the environment plus kills 100,000 marine creatures a year. I have apparently seen a few pictures on the web and saw animals dying. One way we can help our environment is by using reusable water bottles. Think of how many plastic water bottles are used, and we humans can easily help reduce that number by using reusable water bottles. Do you really want the future children who come into the world to not like our world, not able to take a dip in the ocean because there is no water? There won't be water because all the garbage or trash will absorb it. We should all stop pollution. How can we do that? I have a few things we all should and could do. We could stop the gas that is running through the air by not leaving your car on. We can also save electricity by turning your AC off when it is not hot. We can get reusable water bottles, get reusable bags, and stop throwing plastic. Instead, just recycle, reuse, and reduce. Stop pollution. I know I am only a child, but I can still change the world. And together, I am sure if we all pick up 1 to 10 pieces of garbage a day, bit by bit, our world will finally be saved, clean, and healthy again. Each of us should do our part and should help more. So that's why my opinion is, do not throw plastic in the ocean. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lou Jane, and I'm going to be talking about no more plastic usage. What would you feel if you were at the beach relaxing? All of a sudden, you see a turtle get caught in plastic. How would you feel? Every single time you throw away plastic, it all ends up in the beach, ocean, or sea. I've went to many of these places and picked up so much plastic. But sadly, one person can't do all the work. And that's because we have so much plastic. I asked 14 people in my class if they recycle. They all said yes. Chapter 1. The beach is filled with plastic. I've seen small, tiny plastics that are called microplastic. Also, in lots of places like Canada, plastic was piling up on the shore. My second reason is that if you care for animals, they are getting killed because of you and the world. Even the parents of baby birds are feeding the baby birds plastic. And if you're more of a fan of sea turtles like me, sea turtles are eating plastic because they think it's a jellyfish. If we keep throwing plastic, there will be less and less sea animals. Plastic affects sea animals' whole life. I experience and seen so much plastic in the ocean, and I do not like the fact that animals are getting extinct. And this is what especially started to push me writing this, and I want everybody to start saving the planet and stop using plastic. I've asked people on the beach if they care about plastic usage. Everybody said yes. Chapter 3, we have to take care of our ocean for future use. My last reason is we have to take care of our ocean for future use. Why, you may be asking? One fact is that if we take care of our ocean now, in the future, it will be clean. Also, our future generation can enjoy it more. If we don't take care of our ocean, people will not be able to survive. In conclusion, I want you to stop using plastic
The beach is filled with plastic, animals are getting killed, and we have to take care of our ocean for future use. Lastly, start bringing reusable bags to the supermarket and say no to plastic.
Imagine a beautiful world with lots of trees. And then you see him, that guy, cutting that tree. What do you do? Do you kick him until he stops, or do you leave him alone? Well, I think we should not cut trees. Trees are a part of nature. I mean, they have been living 370 million years ago, and they still are living. Trees are beautiful things, even though they are very old. And did you know about 7 billion trees are cut down a year? Wow! But trees do a lot for us, and sometimes we don't know that, like how trees produce clean oxygen. We also make tools with branches and twigs. We also make houses. So if you're one of those 7 billion who cut trees a year, please stop. Trees are part of animals' lives. Lots of animals live in trees, and when people cut trees, animals get sad. You know, greedy people should care about trees and animals and the environment in life. Some animals are extinct because of people who cut trees and waste their home for oil and stuff. So I am telling you and other people to not cut trees. Trees do a lot of things. Trees give us clean air, like I said before, but also about the building houses. So if you ever cut a tree or pull off a branch, at least plant another tree. But houses will give us shelter and blah, blah, blah. Well, you can always use stone and mud, so just chill and don't kick trees because they are protecting you and actually trying to be noticed. But trees also give us food like apples and coconuts and more. So maybe if we stop cutting trees, we might find new nutrients and foods. We all need to stop cutting and messing with these trees. They have been living longer than we have. So respect trees, plant more trees, and most of all, don't cut trees.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Dragon Talks. I hope you liked our podcast. We will see you next time. Please subscribe, like, and turn on your notifications so that you know when the next podcast is coming out. See you later. Bye.